So I would like to know the way how you grown up as an artist and dancer. How did you feel and live the dance at the beginning, and how do you live the dance now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Me personally, I started really as a dancer with many different kinds of dance, and I started to work with a professionally in dance company when I was 17.
Okay.
So we started to travel all over the world, and they invite me in a dance school. I didn't want to go because I was studying at the university to finish the studies of philosophy and comparative literature. So it was like I wanted to have not go specific in dance and dance techniques.
Oh, okay.
And so on, but I was much more interested more generally in in problems of theater and problems of culture and so on. So university was very good to write about this and to think about these problems. And then slowly more and more, because also I got the over 30s, and my body went like, it doesn't want to push so much. So, yeah, so I said, okay, time for a change,
Okay.
And then I started to do less work with companies and more my work since I was 23.
Mm-hmm.
And I started to slowly develop my own way of working, which is very much engaging theater and a film and video and animation and very different things, and sound in a very specific way and so on. So then I try to somehow, it's not so much anymore about dance, but it's about movement.
Okay.
Movement, but more in the sense of how you move people, from some comfortable known place into some place of unknown or not strange, but just things that are on the edge, that are not completely like narration, this is this, or entertainment, but it's always like it starts to be funny and then it's strange and then it's scary and then it's like it's almost like I wish to tap into the life of the soul.
Mm-hmm.
Of the soul.
Yeah.
But not just of mine or of somebody, but somehow collective, or the principles, how we are inside and what is hidden there. And
And you?
Me?
I was an incurably curious kid when I was growing up. I just wanted to put my hands into everything, because whatever it was I didn't know about, I wanted to do or to meet or to somehow interact with. And a lot of things started to show more predominantly, and those were basically music and the expression of that, or the expression of what you get from it in movement.
Okay.
And how it works on physical forms, basically. I didn't think about this when I was a kid. I just knew that I liked to move. And my parents threw me into a gymnastics class. And it turned out I was quite okay at it. And so I did that for 13 years competitively, and was offered a scholarship in university to basically, they pay for my education while I compete for their team. And then during that time, I developed more of an interest in theater. And because it was a different way of expressing through movement, just with words also.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't so primarily interested in just acting with words, but how still the body, how you embody the energy behind a character, or behind a situation. And so I kind of adopted also a dance program. I started to take dance, around when I was 23. And so, and again, it started to be very, very successful for me in terms of work, because I was working with quite a lot of different people. Too many at that time, probably, because I couldn't even pay my tuition anymore after that time. No, but I learned that, yeah, you have to kind of pay your dues for a while before you can actually start to develop or start to get, you know, make a living out of it somehow. But I also knew that there were opportunities in Europe, and I was looking into companies and things like this where it could be possible. And
I was studying theater
and with a small theater group in New Mexico. And around that time I decided to audition for Wim van de Kibbes and Ultima Vez Dance Company in Brussels.
Yeah. Yeah.
This was in 2002 in May. And now I got the job, and I worked with them for the last 7 years as a dancer and a performer and actor.
And then changed completely career.
And then it kind of like after this project, which started 2 years ago, it gave me the time and the chance to finally put into some concrete form what I really want out of work with sound and movement, not just movement physically, but movement emotionally, etherically, you know, how different bodies move, not just the physical ones. So it became possible that we could work together while I was still working with Ultima Vez. And now, since I've quit the company, I've started my own project again, solo project, which deals a lot again with this influence, how sound and different media influence us and into buying into something, into going into that world, into believing in something. So this project, which I speak about now, also gave me the opportunity to work and be paid. And it's not, I'm not used to this in the States. You cannot live like this.
Yeah, yeah.
It's impossible. So, yeah. So I'm very happy.
So, Campo dei Fiori has been the first solo performance. Is there a connection with this last work or with a different project?
No, that was the first solo that I did for one production house in Slovenia, and it was a small money they gave me, and it was the first time I had opportunity to really see what I do when I work myself on what kind of language, what really interests me, and so on. But it was very short work, it was 35 minutes only.
Oh, okay.
But for that time it was very good, because anyway, I
didn't find it in...
You didn't
find... No,
well, it was everywhere, but because now it was made 5 years ago.
Oh, okay.
And now you can't find it anymore in the internet because it's so much new stuff. I realized really, I know, like 3 years ago when you click my name, it was just Campo de Fiori everywhere, and now it's no more. It's true.
There are a lot of stuff of you.
So I don't know. It was just really nice because also I could play together with somebody. So I play on many festivals because they put two shows together because it's only half an hour, you know. So you are very cheap and you can fit in any program. So it's easy. Like this, when you have scenography like this, you don't fit nowhere, you know. It's very difficult to get really.
Yeah, yeah.
You are very happy to be invited somewhere.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
It's like this.
What about the research? How do you? Do you looking for the stuff to do your work, to create your performance?
like old films, I don't know, like Carol Lewis.
In this way we are very similar, I think, with Rob, and that's why for me it's very nice to work with us together because there is like we go a lot. I speak with Vip, but so we can change because maybe I say something that.
No, of course.
And but it's really like we watch a lot of movies. We speak a lot. Where in which direction we really want to go, and then somehow intuitively we can. Rob remembers me. Yeah, have you seen this thing? And there you can find this. And I said to him, ah, but you know, you can do that. So it's all the time like, ah, okay, you know, we remember each other things which are. And the method is very much like we are very clear about one direction which we want to explore. So it's more like a problem or a main theme we want to explore. Mm-hmm. And then we use a lot of very different material from culture, you know, from video, from film, from visual arts, from text, you know, then we write texts ourselves or we, you know, we... So Rob, he's making music and sound and a lot of music, like singing music and so on. Sometimes with me too, I'm like... together with him, you know. So, like, it's like a, it's like a, you know, a snowball. You go and it's like more and more material go in, and then it filters, and then the important things stay, you know, in the performance. But we go through a lot of different stuff, you know, like.
Mainly for me, it's much. It's the most important thing in the very beginning is to know what question I want to ask and how to approach it then is up to whatever sort of comes into to my listening field, whether it's films, books, things I hear off the side. I try to keep a very strong ear for listening to what feeds that question, what not to answer it, but to basically expand it and understand why it's an obsession for me. And if it's an obsession, then I know that this is the direction that I should go in. And from there, then everything else is kind of just on the periphery until I start to gather, you know, little things here, little things there, things which are adding to this world, this soup, and then it turns out, you know,
and
to
then
be
we eat and then soup, yeah.
Yes, and then yeah, you eat the soup, and it's full of many spices, I hope. Yeah, and, but still, it's very important that I'm always asking a question.
It's more questions. No, it's not about like some narration or some story. It's more like we have questions that
inside?
We try to put. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we try to put them on the stage, you know.
Okay.
And then sometimes they're more clear or sometimes they're less clear, but sometimes it's really crazy because I think the soul of people catches them, you know, but really by some kind of intuitive process of...
Mm-hmm. So you work at it's like an open space where everybody can find themselves, like,
their own way
answer
to
about their question.
I think it's really like this,
But, there is guidelines with rules.
Yeah. It's like we try to open, it's a very good expression. It's really like open space. It's not like one narration or one conceptual thing.
Right.
It's just really open, but we try to give enough guidelines or suggestions or just points of reference that maybe people are going in the direction of this problem.
Okay.
You know?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. That was the first idea I had for this project, was to make points of reference or, you know, recognizable moments or images or, you know, signposts on the road in this show that you can sort of say, okay, here I am. But then other parts you get lost and it's fine and you find your own way. Not that you always have to have the sign in front of you and saying
this is
where you are.
This
is where you are, and this is
like
what it is.
Okay.
So,
you know.
I'm really interested in the audience being very much a part of the performance in the sense that they carry just as much of the weight.
They create.
Of yeah. the creation and the dialogue as we are on the stage.
And it's I think it's a lot, this show especially, yeah. I don't know, maybe with others it will be different, but this show is when people have some kind of naivety or that they are like children.
Ah, okay,
they go,
okay.
In the ocean, they just yeah. jump and they go like...
Mm-hmm.
And when they're like this,
yeah.
it's really great because suddenly they have a lot of things they see and inside, and because they open through them, if they're very like... it doesn't happen.
No.
It just doesn't happen. Yeah. It's like this, you know?
A little joke about your work. You say at the beginning, I want to go home, I want to go home, and at the end, you cut off your skin, you know? Which is the home where you always go there?
But here in this show, for yeah. me, and even more now in the show that I'm doing now, there's no home.
Okay.
You know, and this is the whole joke. You are hysterical like a child. No, I want the teeth of my mother. I want the home. You know, I want that. But in fact, there's only a journey. And now you are this person. Now you're this person. Now you're this. You are this in this role or in this role, and it's just change. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And when you feel connected somehow inside, and you feel good in this, it's no problem. It's really everywhere.
It doesn't matter if, you know, there is a or
yeah,
not a home.
Yeah. But somehow it was also because this show was so much made for me.
Yeah.
Was about a past mm-hmm. life memories, okay. and where I was and what was happening to me. And that this is still present somewhere here now, you know,
mm-hmm.
That this wasn't just something that happened a long time ago. It's the parallel timelines.
Yeah.
Somewhere you're still there. If you can remember, it's still mm-hmm. here now somehow, you know. And so it was much about, yeah, being all these different people and in different times now. And this is all mixing, you know. It's all mixing right now, you know.
Yeah.
And it was really a challenge because we spoke a lot. How can we make this space so open that the now suddenly opens in all these potential realities
okay.
in which we live? You know, and which we can experience
mm-hmm.
if we go backwards or something, you know?
And for you, which is your home, go back.
Go back?
Mm.
Good question. Or your skin, where are you?
Rob is a shapeshifter.
To keep.
Mm.
Rob is a pure shapeshifter.
Yeah, I don't have a stable home. I think it's always a question for me where it is, but it's mostly with people that I can really find home, not with place. The mirror that they provide and the reflection that they can give you or they give me is something very important. It's hard to do that in a monk
okay.
cell.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, this is the most valuable or real home, I can say, is this interconnectedness or this exchange that happens, whether it's on the stage or in the living room. Or So in one way, I guess the stage is really the most
yeah.
stable. But yeah. where is the stage is the question, you know, it's everywhere. So for me, you can be, you're many people in different times and different places, so I can be, you know, as many different people as I want.
Yeah.
It's just a question of how...
We're obsessed with...
How connected can I... I mean, how connected am I to my sort of real, if you call it, real home, real center, you know, real... Mm-hmm. What is that? But more and more I start to find that it's not really possible to stay there all the time. You have to kind of be able to, or I have to be able to have this movement. Balance is not so much like this as it is kind of like that. It's always moving. It's never really stuck and static. So, that's, yeah, it's a good question.
Okay, for me.
Okay.
Yeah? Thank you.